The resignation in May of former Congressman Mark Sauter after an admitted extramarital affair with a staffer means voters in Northeast Indiana's 3rd District will be voting twice on November 2nd, once in a special election to choose a representative to fill the remainder of Sauter's term through the end of the year, and again for a representative to take office in January. The Democratic candidate, Dr. Tom Hayhurst, lost to former Representative Sauter by a narrow margin in 2006. In this race, he's emphasizing the need to look out for Northeast Indiana's economy.
We need to get all that turned around for the pocketbooks of middle America, but I'm going to say especially for the political stability of Northeast Indiana, the Midwest, our entire country. The primary reason I'm running is because I have 4 little grandkids. I want my 4 little grandkids to grow up in a country that has strong middle class, strong middle America, working America. And there are all sorts of things we need to do to get us back in that situation.
Hayhurst emphasizes reversing policies that he says have forced many jobs overseas and improving education as the primary ways to create and attract good jobs to Northeast Indiana. Hayhurst's Republican opponent Marlon Stutzman generally agrees on the need to address the economy. Primarily, he's advocating lower taxes and less regulation. The Libertarian candidate Scott Wise thinks free trade works best if U.S. companies aren't forced to compete against foreign companies that pay low wages or don't have to meet the same environmental standards. Hayhurst has taken Stutzman to task for accepting farm subsidies at his family-owned farm in LaGrange County, while at the same time Stutzman calls for an end to federal subsidies for farmers. Stutzman says he has no choice but to receive the aid.
By law, as a farmer, I have to take them. If we're going to farm our neighbor's field, the landlord can't take the subsidy. I have to, as a producer, take the subsidy. That's federal law. The direct payment, which is the subsidy, is just a flat-out payment to keep food prices low. And I think if we would take that away and the market would correct itself, phase it out over 3 or 4 years, phase it out to where the direct payment is gone, that would save us millions of dollars. But at the same time, we can't just expect the farmer to give up. Everybody else has to give up somewhere as well.
Stutzman has repeatedly tried to tie Hayhurst to Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, while Hayhurst maintains he would be independent-minded and seek to work in a bipartisan fashion with other members of Congress. And Hayhurst has sought to tie Stutzman to the scandal-tainted Mark Sauter, for whom Stutzman worked at one time. Dr. Michael Wolfe, a political science professor at Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne, thinks Stutzman has a slight advantage in Northeast Indiana's 3rd District.
The public mood is so Republican this year, and the wind is at his back that going up is a little bit different this year than if it had been 2 years ago, right? I mean, he does not have to spend at the same level that his opponent does to overcome this strange dynamic. It's not strange, actually. It's, normal midterm loss for the president's party.
While Tom Hayhurst has been airing campaign commercials since at least early September, Marlon Stutzman only recently began airing ads. For Indiana Public Broadcasting in Fort Wayne, I'm Phil Shaw.